Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Game Shot Podcast. It's Thursday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We're live every Thursday for the foreseeable future, really. Thanks to Martez at Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash for giving us this platform. We're also live on YouTube at the Game Chat Podcast YouTube channel. Thank you for the viewer. There's only one of you. Thank you for watching. But thank you for all that are also on Blog Talk Radio, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Yeah, Thursday, May 20th, I believe. I have the day off from work. Second day off. I had Tuesday off as well, but it's been a grind being home for the summer working. I'm watching the PGA Championship right now. It looks beautiful on TV. I've been saying this for a while. This course is just going to play beautifully on TV. It's super cool to watch. The ocean course. Everyone's saying, like, the wind is what plays the biggest factor here, and I don't know. Personally, oh, my gosh, what a shot. No way. Sorry. Patrick Cantlay with an eagle. That is incredible. Chipped it in. Or that's not even chipped. That is a – oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Text Brock. That was awesome. Oh, Jordan, did he go left?
Okay.
This guy's just always in the rough. But the leaders right now are at 3 under. I love when golf tournaments, the leaders are at like 3 or less because it just makes it, it's so much more fun to watch when they have to really try to make birdies and they're okay with pars. It makes them feel a little bit more human. Like when they're shooting like 20, 30 under, it's like, okay, we would never have a chance at that, you know what I mean, as regular golfers. But when they're all around even at these courses, it's super fun to watch. And usually that's like a U.S. Open kind of thing where they make the course super hard. Oh, my gosh, almost a hole-in-one. For Corey Connors, I believe. Wow, that hit the stick. That's an unbelievable shot. But yeah, we're just kind of chilling today, watching the PGA Championship. No day off from work. The boys should be here back from school any time now. We're going to talk some NBA playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit of Julio. I'm going to jump right into the Julio stuff because, that's pretty interesting to me. This whole Julio Jones thing. We talked a little bit about it on the pod earlier this week, I think. And you know, we kind of just talked about like what teams would make sense. Reed had brought it up on a live show a long time ago, actually, and said that the Falcons, like, it would make sense to trade for the Falcons to trade Julio. And that was kind of before the draft. We had talked about them potentially trading down. I'm still a little bit confused of what they're trying to do. Like, I'm trying to put myself in the place of, like, the Falcons organization, the Falcons GM. They must have thought that Pitts is the best player in this draft or one of the best players in this draft because you don't take Kyle Pitts right there at 4, you'd take a quarterback if you didn't think. So they didn't think he was a generational type talent, like one of the best players in this draft. And so obviously they thought that. And what I'm trying to figure out is what direction they're going towards in a franchise. Like, I really liked Arthur Smith in Tennessee, but I'm a little nervous that he's not going to be able to call plays with a team that doesn't have a star running back. Like, the Falcons are the complete opposite style of offense than the Tennessee Titans. The Titans were a run downhill team that benefited off of play action, whereas the Falcons haven't or like were horrible at running the ball last year. And so I'm trying to figure out, I don't know what Julio, what's up, man? How's it going?
Good.
How's school?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice. I'm talking about Julio Jones. You hear who they're trying, he's on the trade block apparently?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I like what you said on the last pod where you like, I don't know where the Falcons are going.
That's what I was just saying now, too.
This kind of makes me think like they're trying to build for the future.
Right.
Yeah, the tough part is like you really can't get that much out of him.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to get back from him.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a smart move because they're going to try to get rid of his cap because I think they need to sign Ridley for, like, they're going to need to pay Ridley soon.
Yeah.
And so they're not, like, you can't pay both of those guys.
Yeah, and he's been really productive. Like, he had, like, 1,300 yards last year.
For
so
sure.
He's good. I think he's ready to be a number one.
Yeah, now you have Pitts, too. I just felt the thing that confuses me more is, like, what are they doing with Matt Ryan? Like, the quarterback situation is also pretty confusing to me.
So weird.
That they're just, like, it seems like they should be entering kind of a rebuild, but they're sticking with Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. That's what's confusing to me.
Yeah, he's kind of bottom half of the league. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they dump him. Because he doesn't have, like, that much left on his contract, I don't think. Like,
right.
2 years, maybe?
Right, yeah, I think 2 years. But I'm trying to, like, where do they have Julio going? Does anyone have trade rumors? I'm hearing, like, the Colts, maybe, the 49ers.
Yeah, just the ones that I've, not, like, really rumors, but just where people are predicting he'll end up is Baltimore and New England are, like, the two biggest ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's a... Yeah, I'm hearing a bunch of New England. Titans, too.
It's kind of crazy. Like, you'd think he'd be in, like, such high demand, but, yeah, the age thing just...
Well, it's also his contract is pretty bad,
right,
and
right,
he hasn't played a full season in in a long time. And so I was listening. I think Colin Coward, I kind of agreed with what he said. He was like, a team will be fine if he only plays 12 games, like as long as he's good in the playoffs and healthy in the playoffs. But also, like, I don't think the Falcons are going to get as much back for him as they think.
Yeah.
Like, he's not worth what he would have been like 4 years ago.
Even like whoever you pick with that second draft pick, like, not going to be nearly as good as Julio is.
Right.
At all.
But I think they would rather do that than let him walk. And they have no cap right now. Like, the Falcons cap situation is horrible.
It makes no sense. They have like nobody on their defense. Like, I think I can name like one player on their defense.
Here, you want to hear their cap? We were looking at their cap earlier this off season.
Yeah.
And I like Spot Rock better. Hold on. So, yeah, Matt Ryan's cap hit $26 million. So, obviously, like, they're paying him a lot.
Yeah.
And Julio, 23. He's the second highest paid receiver in the league, I think. And then Grady Jarrett, $20 million on their defense. Jake Matthews, left tackle, $12 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Fowler Jr., $10 million. Deion Jones, linebacker, $8 million.
Okay.
So, like, most of their salary is tied up to those first three guys. And I'm looking at Julio's cap hit this year, $23 million. And he's still next year. Is owed 19, and then the year after that, 19 again. But his dead cap next year is Like, so they can't even cut him next year.
Yeah.
But they can cut him the year after. But he'll be 34. I mean, he's just, like...
All those guys on their defense, like, that would have looked like a smart move. Like, those wouldn't have been that bad.
Yeah.
But, like, those guys have all declined so fast. Like,
seriously.
Dante Fowler Jr. isn't even that old. I think he's just been injured a lot.
Yeah. And then Matt Ryan's cap hit next year is almost $50 million. Oh, my gosh. They're in trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what their strategy is, but...
I think Arthur Smith will be good.
See, okay, I'm a little bit nervous about Arthur Smith because...
They have no running back?
Yeah, and I think, like, their offense is literally... The offense in Atlanta is, like, complete opposite of the offense in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, in Tennessee, they were, like, downhill running back with a play action. And in Atlanta, they have, like, Mike Davis is their starting running back, who's fine, but he's not Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
So they're not just going to be able to run it down their throats and play action. Like, you need to do something. Like, it's going to be the opposite. They're going to have to pass first to stop the run. So I'm just – I think Arthur Smith's a great coach, and he's – well, I don't know how he's – I think it's going to be harder for him to fare against
with
Atlanta.
Too. Like,
for sure.
Just the defenses – and the Panthers are getting good now, too. So.
Yeah, and I mean, the Saints' offense is a little – well, their quarterback is a question mark, but their defense has been good for the past few years, and Tampa Bay's defense is very good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be – I don't know. I really like Arthur Smith, but I didn't – I don't know if I liked him going to the Panthers – or the Falcons.
Yeah.
I was a little confused.
Anywhere else would have been a lot better, for sure.
Yeah. But I've heard – I've heard the Titans be – a pretty big rumor for Julio.
The Titans are, like, kind of one of those weird teams where, like, they have, like, all their – they just have, like, a lot of good players. Like, the gap between their good players and their bad players is, like, really big.
Yeah.
Like, I could name you, like, all their good players, but, like, all their, like, bad players, like, I can name you, like, Taylor Lewan, but, like, that's pretty much it on the line.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anybody else.
Yeah, I mean – we'll see. It would be a nice replacement for Corey Davis, because him and Julio and AJ Brown would be insane at wide receiver,
that would be crazy.
Along with Derrick Henry. Like, your offense should be very, very good with those weapons. Like, those three would probably be the best three, like, skill players in the league. Like,
I think Derrick Henry is—he gets too much crap thrown his way.
Yeah,
I think he's a lot better. He might be the best.
Well, he's, like, probably a top two running back. Like, you can argue him and McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And then A.J. Brown is a top – I mean, Julio and A.J. Brown are probably both arguably top 10 receivers in the league. So, yeah, it wouldn't even be close. You'd have the best weapons in the league. Around Tannehill, who's, like, a fine quarterback. Like, he's not great, but he's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, their offense should be one of the best in the league with those weapons.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like the Titans. I think that'd be a good spot for him. But – we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think I would like him to go to... I don't think, like, all these big signings in New England, like, I think we're going to look back on it, it's going to be, like, just a big waste of money. Like, I don't think it's going to work out at all for, like, Hunter Henry or...
They're a weird team because it's, like, I can't tell if they're going towards a rebuild or if they're, like, trying to win now. Because
it's so weird.
We had kind of a debate. Reed and my dad and I were talking about it. I think it might have been this morning, or maybe it was last night. Like, the drafting of Mac Jones suggests that they're going towards a rebuild. Like, you don't really take a rookie quarterback trying to win that year. But they signed, or they spent a bunch of money in free agency.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that if you try to. If you're trying to.
All the signings, though, those are all, like, guys in, like, their mid-20s. Still.
Yeah, true, but the only ones that are, like, Hunter Henry and Johnny Smith were the only ones that were, like, four-year deals. All the other ones were, like, one, two, or three-year deals.
Yeah.
And mostly one or two. So that just, like, to me, that just shows, like, it says, I don't know, why would you spend all that money if you're trying to win in the future?
Yeah.
For, like, why would you sign two-year deals with safeties if you're trying to win in 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, their secondary took a huge hit. I mean, they just lost... Jason McCourty, and then Patrick Chung retired, so that's
yeah.
for me.
And Gilmore is not the same.
Dude, not at all.
J.C. Jackson is really underrated, though. I like
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he's good.
But, yeah, for sure. It's not the same as it once was, for sure, in New England. I don't know. They're an interesting team. That's just an interesting division. Like,
yeah.
I don't think the Bills got much better. And then the Dolphins and the Jets and the Patriots are all going to be very interesting teams, for sure.
Jets. Do you not go to school with your brother? So he had a job interview in like an hour, and he didn't want to come. I was like, dude, you could just go through it after this.
Yeah.
But yeah, he just dropped me off.
Where is he interviewing
at? He's interviewing at Chipotle.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
That's his interview?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this guy. At Chipotle.
Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about it with Cole, and Cole's like, yeah, Peter, maybe you should try to work somewhere where you're not handling food. And I thought that might have been a good idea. I don't know. He'll do fine, but.
He doesn't need to be stressed about Chipotle interview. Yeah. Was he just doing it for the summer?
Yeah, he has some big-time lacrosse tournaments to go to on the East Coast, so he's trying to pay for those. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Are you going to work this summer?
Yeah, I'm going to try to. I was thinking about starting a little pressure washing gig, just like pressure washing driveways.
But nothing. When can you do that with your knee?
I'm pretty sure just like as soon as I get out of this thing, which is actually really soon. So
when is that?
Like, they said they were going to try to work me out of it in, a week or
nice.
Two. So.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Was it an ACL?
Yeah. Yeah. Clean ACL there. So.
How long ago?
I want to say, 2 months.
Okay.
So, yeah. Not too long ago.
Nice. That's good. That's healing well.
Yeah.
Has it been annoying?
It hasn't really been that painful at all. The most annoying thing is this thing, slides down my leg really easily.
Yeah.
So I have to adjust to that. But, yeah, it's
But it's not super painful?
No, not at all. So.
Is it, you just have to, keep it straight when you walk?
Kind of. I can bend it still. But,
yeah.
They have it locked at, a certain degree. So, I can't go past that. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
So you just have to be, delicate with it. Where are Cole and Reed?
I don't know.
How long are they?
How do you guys get here so early, both times?
Well, so me and Peter are online, and Cole and Reed are on person.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, me and Peter go earlier in the week.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Is there more people on? I think Reed was telling me, or Cole was telling me, at least Cole's friends, I think, are mostly on Monday.
Yeah.
Or mostly on, today. They go to school today.
Yeah, almost everybody in, me and Reed's grade is, on Monday just because the last, it's, by last name, so it's, A through K or something
gotcha.
Like that. So, yeah.
Oh, so it's by last name for everyone?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think you can, switch groups, though. I don't know. It's tricky.
Great shot. Did you watch the Lakers game last night?
I watched, the last,
Oh, yeah, you guys had a game. Did they win?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the score?
It was, I want to say, 10-7.
So it was close.
Yeah, it was closer than I expected, but, I don't know. Apparently they had a really – I didn't think they had a very bad first half, but both Peter and Reed said they had a bad first half, so.
They played bad?
Yeah, it was – all North Creek's kids were freshmen, so they're kind of getting pushed around. But, yeah, they kind of just – they had a lot of momentum. And then, right around halftime, they just, lost and North Creek went off. They were up, 7-2, and then North Creek, came all the way back and tied it up. And then second half, they just
wow.
dominated.
So they were getting a little close.
Yeah, Bryce Johnson had 4 goals.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Your story, Bryce did?
Yeah, and then Peter had a goal. Ryan Palmer had a goal. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the football, apparently football's going to be playing Coeur d'Alene for our season opener next year.
Oh, in Coeur d'Alene?
At Central.
Oh, at Central. Reed just telling me that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I looked at their record last year, and they were 8-1.
Ooh, so, okay.
Yeah, might be a little spicy. I don't know. I think we'll win.
Are you guys going to, like, stay in Ellensburg? Or are you just going to drive over? You'll probably just drive over.
Yeah, I'll probably just drive over.
I think if Andrew and Gabe stay, you guys will win states.
Yeah.
Or you'll be, like, the favorites.
Even
one of the favorites.
Yeah.
Even if just Andrew stays.
Yeah, honestly. Our senior class is loaded. I mean, you got Marcus, Jimmy, Kyrie, Luca. I mean, you got, like...
You're, like, the... Like, your class and the class above you guys are good at every single position besides quarterback.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's, like...
It's so funny, yeah.
If Andrew stays... Which, do you think he will?
Because,
like, when I talked to him, when he was on the pod, it really sounded like that's what he was going to...
Yeah, I think if there's a way for him to stay, I think he will.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if he's able to right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he said he was kind of waiting on that law or whatever to pass.
Yeah.
But...
That's a game changer if he comes back. I mean, I think Seattle Prep was... pretty good last year, but I don't know who else has a good class like ours. So.
Yeah, Mount Si was going to be pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
But
I think they had a lot of seniors.
Yeah,
though.
I think they graduate a lot of people. Because I know, like, when Cole's grade used to play them in junior football, they were always always pretty good.
They have so many kids. They were, like, they're in the situation that Bothell was, where they had, like, 2,000 kids at the same school, and it was either, like, split it into two high schools or, like, make the high school bigger. So their stadium is, like, super nice.
Yeah, they, like, built a new – or, like, added onto their school, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went there for a C-team game. Like, they have, like, a whole building for, like, just the freshmen.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it's getting popular out there. That's where a lot of people are moving out towards. I'm surprised they're not building a new school out there. Because they have the room. It's a like massive area.
Exactly,
it's just not. It's just not. Now it's a lot of people. For sure. So who else? Do you know who else you're playing?
I don't know. It's Coach B always gets good teams like
Today. We always surprised. He just wants to play good teams.
Right. Yeah.
That's cool. Coeur d'Alene will be fun.
Yeah.
And then, there'll probably be a couple other, like, O'Day and stuff like that. But
yeah, maybe Eastside, Catholic.
Something like that. Yeah, that'll be fun. But you got the end of that game last night?
I just saw the highlights on Instagram, and I just saw LeBron's last shot. But, like, I was confused because, like, the clock was at, like, 1 minute left, and he, like, hit a three. I was like, why is everybody freaking out? Like, there's a minute left, but...
He was making me so annoyed last night. Did you hear what he said about the three rims?
No.
Okay, so apparently he got hit in the face, but it really just looked like he, like, maybe got poked in the eye or something.
Yeah.
And he was whining on the ground. Like, he's like, covering his face, whining on the ground. And then he's going like this, saying that his eye hurts. And then, like, when he hit that three... to win the game, he was like, oh, I saw three rims. Like, I saw three different rims, and I just shot for the middle one.
That's
and I was like,
ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. So annoying. And the refs were calling, like, it was every single foul was on, like, there was a bunch of offensive fouls on Golden State that were, like, screens that Draymond set. There was, like, two different screens that Draymond set that were, like, pretty bad calls. What are these guys doing? What are these guys doing?
Just Billy.
You guys got food without us?
Oh, we got a bunch.
School food? You want this?
No.
You sure you don't want it? It looks kind of fire. Waffles? I heard the waffles are good.
The tater tots
were not good this time.
It's chicken and waffles. Where's your toy?
he had a job interview in an hour, so he didn't want to come. Chipotle.
No way he gets a job. Wait, if he got the interview, though.
Well, yeah, he, like, knows some of
the... Don't eat right next to the mic.
Oh, no.
That's so gross.
What are we talking about?
The Lakers game.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch that last night?
Nope. I had a track meet and a date. Oh, and I went to watch Reed again.
How was the track meet?
Dude, I got third.
Yeah, you got outthrown by Levi Freed. No shot.
Oh, actually.
Dude, that's
true.
Levi.
He's good.
You think he'll go D1?
No, he's a freshman. So...
Dude, if
it's
he's
not
outthrowing
like,
you
not
as
how
a,
that happens.
If he's outthrowing you as a freshman...
He's not outthrowing... He didn't outthrow me that much. I just...
Well, still, like, you're, like, borderline college track athlete.
Well, yeah.
So, like, do you think he'll
yeah,
get
if he,
much
if he
better?
Stays on, like, a consistent path,
yeah.
He'll do well. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It was his first meet, like...
Yeah. Where was the meet?
North Creek.
Who was number... Who was first? Levi?
Jack Charlton.
Of course.
He's good.
Yeah.
Is he?
I thought he wasn't throwing very well, and then he just pumps a 150.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Is he going to go D1 for track?
Yeah, he already is. He's going to Sac State.
For track, not football?
For decathlon, though. Like, not just jazz. It's actually more for her.
How's Gabe do? Oh, he's
not doing track.
Oh, he's not?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
I mean, why didn't you go?
To the track meet?
Okay. Your sister went like crazy.
Yeah, I know.
She had a day. Her
yeah,
400 was
like,
fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, can you grab me one? Yeah.
How'd she do? Oh, yeah, I want a cookie too. No, don't bring the whole thing out. That'll
yeah,
be
didn't
mad.
She win like every race she ran?
No, do you want one?
A cookie?
Yeah.
She probably ran.
She's been on track
now.
At PLU, I think. What was her 400?
She doesn't have to, though.
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to eat the rest of that. You guys want that?
Wait, so how far did
good,
he throw?
Good call.
We guys threw it super far.
Threw 140.
140 feet?
Yes.
Do you know how...
For a freshman, that's good.
No, I know. But do you know how far they throw it in the Olympics?
Oh, yeah, like 300.
Yeah, that's insane. What?
Well, they use spike...
They throw it double.
They use spike jabs, and all those guys are like 200 pounds, but like they have immaculate form.
That's
so Sean Witters was our best thrower, right? He threw a 178.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's going in Division 2, right?
Yeah, he's
scholarship D2.
He's at Western.
The big dub. The UW of the North.
The UW of Washington.
What you guys been talking about?
Julio.
Tebow? Are you talking about Tebow yet?
Uh-uh.
We talked about Tebow last time.
Yeah, what
yeah but he actually got
about?
Signed this time, so.
I think he was signed last week. Yeah.
It's legit. Well, cool. I put money on him making the 53-man roster.
Top 25.
That's probably a better bet than him.
It's a good bet.
Well, like I think if he makes the roster, he'll score.
It's like plus 200.
What was it? Like 1-2?
Yeah.
Half odds?
No, like, if I put $1 down, I get $2.
That's a better bet than the Tim's score.
That's not worth it. How much did you put down?
Like, $5?
Get 10.
Wait, maybe $10.
To be top 25 in college for javelin, you have to throw over 200.
Yeah. I like $10.
Who's that girl from Baldwin that
Teresa?
Yeah, doesn't she throw Jeff?
No, she runs...
She's not her.
I'm sure she does, like, a bunch of stuff, though.
Yeah, you can do different events.
Like, then she do a bunch of events.
She's good at hurdles.
She's really good at hurdles. Mm. Oh, she's good, though.
Yeah. She's a homie.
That's Salima's older sister.
Is it?
It's a big downgrade. It's a huge downgrade.
Hey, I don't know. We can't say that online. She might be watching.
We're on the air, Chris.
I don't think so.
You might be.
No offense, but probably not.
Would you say that to her face?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I hate her. She's the worst. She came and tried javelin because she couldn't do any other event because her knee was bruised. Whatever that means. And, like,
She just kind of sits on the runway and, like, talks. It's like, I don't know if I want to put it. We're like, just grow. Like, no one cares.
You know she's playing soccer?
Like, no way. But not Salima. Salima.
Yeah.
No, Salima is not playing.
Salima is.
No.
And I was complaining about it.
No, Salima is.
Now they're...
There's two different girls.
High school girl soccer?
They're talking...
We
yeah, they're talking trash and not selection.
No, the Black Lives Matter.
We're off the topic. Stop. We're off it. We're off it. We're off it. We're off it.
I'm wrong.
Okay, then get out.
Let's just tell it. The girl
no,
that gave
stop.
The speech at that
okay.
assembly.
Shut up.
That's the one that you
shut up. I'm serious. I'm serious. Stop right. talking. Okay, we're gonna be done. Close it. I'm not gonna do it. Can you get off the blog talk too?
I will do that.
Let's press end episode.
Okay, cool.
Bye bye.
I don't want to do it.